Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to digitalcommerce.com and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's digitalcommerce.com.
You're listening to Hit Publish, where we use content marketing and copywriting techniques to get better results in your online business. I'm Amy Harrison. When something has a name, it has value. It has an identity. So a baby isn't just a baby, it's Jonathan or Sophie. A cat is Fluffy or Tiddles. Friday night with kids at grandma's is date night. With a name, the generic becomes specific, filled with meaning. So on today's show, we're talking about not only why a name is important, but how to come up with creative, vivid names for your own products or services. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and thanks to Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to elevate the value of what you offer and make it stand out by picking a cracking name? Let's hit publish. Welcome back. So how have you been? How's your week? This week here, the main focus has been setting up a film studio in the office. It's looking pretty swish. I'm very excited. There's even a bonsai tree. Video is going to be a big component of my content marketing strategy this year. So what about you? Are you focusing on one particular channel? Are you finding out a channel that works really well for you? Are you starting to see some good results? Let me know in the comments. Don't be shy. Share. Yeah, I might start thinking of using that as a catchphrase. Also coming up on the show, we have Carl Stabe from The Domino Connection, giving us his thoughts about the importance of naming your products. Carl has many worthy fans, including Michael Port, Danielle Laporte, and Evan Carmichael, which in practice I read as Evan Carmichael. Evan Carmichael, apologies. All expert marketers who say, hey, you should really listen to Carl. And you should. So here we now go with a quick dip into the comments bag, and we have this snippet from Heather Lohman on Twitter. Paris and Amy offers helpful tips about how to create successful customer, hashtag success stories, hashtag content marketing. Now, did you hear the success stories episode? Have you collected any from your customers yet? As always, I want to hear about it because I'm incredibly nosy. To get your comment on the show, simply leave a comment on the show page, on iTunes, or social media. And before we go any further, I want to ask you a quick question. Do you know what FUBSY means? FUBSY. It's our word of the week for you to listen out for. It means short and stout. That's right, just like the little teapot. So keep your lug holes clear and with bated breath, wait until you hear me say FUBSY. This week we're talking names. Is there a Dear Amy letter to go with it? Ah, you betcha. Dear Amy, I'm noticing a worrying trend, particularly with coaches who market online. They all seem to have these fancy names that get people excited about their programs, but from what I can see, they're offering pretty much the same thing. It's a blueprint here, it's a bootcamp there. I feel it's a bit gimmicky, but I also know that my target market are talking about these programs. Now, I want to offer something similar, but I want to choose a name that's authentic, but of course gets attention. Yours, in a quandary, Mo. Mo, I hear you. Sometimes you look around at other people's marketing for inspiration and you think, one, that's way too obvious, slash cheesy, slash simple, slash crazy for my liking. And then move on to two, but it looks like it's working for them. Should I give it a go? So in this instance, Mo is seeing competitors stick fancy names on what Mo feels is effectively a similar product or program. So the question is, do you try and beat them and do something different or join in with the bootcamp blueprint fascination? Which brings us to the question of this week. What's in a name when it comes to marketing? Well, marketing companies know the power of picking the right name, which is why millions of dollars are poured into branding. If you get the name and the image right, then your product is on the tip of everyone's tongue and they slip into everyday life. People want Kleenex, not tissues. People ask for Tylenol or Nurofen rather than just generic painkillers. And sometimes a name alone and the branding can skyrocket the price of an equivalent product. So for example, in the UK, the common painkillers like paracetamol, I think, cost about 19 pence for some like 16 tablets. But I priced a branded name, same product, same effect, you're paying 1,000% more. And maybe you can relate to this person who found that just the name of the product, the thing, skyrocketed the price as well. Hello and welcome to the Sunnyside Hotel. Hi, I was just wondering if you catered for events. Oh, I love a good party. And we can do it as small or as big as you like. All budgets are catered for here at Sunnyside. What kind of party are you thinking about? Just something simple. Tables, chairs, small band, buffet, light decorations, balloons maybe? Oh, we can certainly do that for a competitive price. Let me write down our cost for an event like that. How does this look? Oh, wow. Well, that's a great price. Such a relief. Everywhere I go, it seems to be so expensive just to get a few people together on a day. Greedy, greedy people. The hotel industry has a bad reputation. Now, what would you like on the balloons? Sorry? So I can put what the celebration is. Is it a birthday? Oh, no, just a social family thing. Anniversary, then. Oh, it's not a funeral, is it? I'm so sorry, that's so insensitive of me. No, it's not a funeral. Bar mitzvah? No. Well, I'm stumped. Birthday, anniversary, funeral, bar mitzvah, what else could it be? Does it really matter what the event is? I'm missing something, I know I'm missing something. Wait, is it a wedding? Yes. Sorry, I made a mistake. Just give me the paper back. Here's the real price. Well, you just added a zero on the end. Yes, that's the cost of a wedding. But it's just a party. Yes, it's a wedding party. They're expensive. What, does the name really make a difference? Oh, yes. It makes the difference as to where I'll go on holiday this year. Now, I want to make it very clear that taking time to create a name for your products or services isn't about selling the sizzle when there isn't any steak. It's not about dressing up a mediocre product to look like it's something better. It is for your customer's benefit as well. For example, one, it helps them choose what's right for them. It's a shortcut in communication as to what you have on offer. For example, Weight Watchers have distinct titles for the different meal plans, filling in healthy, lower carb, or Mediterranean. And there's nothing swish or cheesy there. These are just straightforward descriptive names that demonstrate what something is and what the benefit is. And two, having a name or a system or a method or even a blueprint or a bootcamp can build confidence in your brand. Let's say that you want to improve the energy efficiency of your home. So you're looking into wall insulation, energy products, etc. You approach two different companies.
Hello, Company One Insulation and Energy Care.
Hello, we're looking to make our house more energy efficient. Can you help?
Yep, we'll have one of our guys come out. Probably be Mike. You'll know him if you see a fubsy guy hanging around. He'll see what you need and give you a quote.
Oh, great. So what actually happens on the day?
Well, someone turns up, they'll chat, have a wander around the house and make some recommendations.
Now compare that to...
Hello, Company 2 Insulation and Energy Care.
Oh, hello. We're looking at making a house more energy efficient. Can you help?
Absolutely. We'll send one of our energy technicians to do a full home energy audit.
Oh, well, what's that?
It's a free assessment that uncovers where you may be losing money through inefficient energy applications. The technician will arrive and work through a 25-point checklist based on each room of the house to make sure that nothing is missed.
Now, which one builds more trust? Company 1 and 2 may do exactly the same thing, but Company 2 have taken the time to name their processes. They send out an energy technician, not just some guy from the office, and they do a home energy audit. To your customer, this says that you have an idea of what you're going to do, that you have a standardized process, and that builds confidence. So I've got a very simple method for you for beginning this naming process, and it's really about getting those ideas down on the page. And I'm going to walk you through a quick example. So it starts off by answering four very simple questions. Think about your product, think about your service. And I want you to write these down. One, what is the promise you're making? What's the big promise? Two, what's the transformation? What does the after picture look like? Three, what's the serious pain or problem that you help eliminate? And four, what makes it unique? Now, you could use more criteria to generate more ideas, but we just want to keep this simple at this stage. And to illustrate, let's walk through a very simple example, and let's use a business that provides IT and network services to businesses. So this company makes sure that the client's computers and networks are all running as they should, that they're secure, there's no bugs in the system, and the business can just go on doing what the business does best. So the promise. In this instance, it might be a secure network system, no downtime, fast support. The transformation, the computers just work. The networks work. There's no longer wasting time on problems. They can work faster. Pain or problem might be unsecure or glitchy systems. The frustrations that they have because things just don't work. And what makes this service unique? Well, it might be 24-hour support, proactive monitoring, so problems are dealt with before they even affect the customer. Now, when you're answering these questions, try to be as matter-of-fact as possible. Don't be tempted to marketingize, new word, your language. Use straightforward terms. You're just trying to describe very simply what it is that you do. And then look at what you've written down. And I want you to then, for each one, start thinking about words that come to mind when you think about your answers. So here's what I got for our example. The promise was a secure network. So to me, secure stands out, but it might also be safe, seamless, fast, integrated. The transformation, well, things just work. So maybe efficiency, power, tough. The pain or the problem, things didn't work. Things were slow. So I've written sluggish, stuck, painful. And what's unique is this 24-hour support and proactive monitoring. So I was thinking, you know, it's like invisible. It's like having, someone watching you that you don't know is there. Proactive support, assistance. At this stage, I want you to try and think of as many different words as possible. There's a great tool called thesaurus.com where you can plug in your first word and you might even spark off some inspiration and find a whole other ream of words that you want to sort of start jotting down on your piece of paper. So at the moment, we've got clear on what we do, what we offer our customer, and we've got some descriptive words around those things. Now, we want to move a little further away from the literal. And this is where we start thinking about things in a more creative way, by looking for parallels. This can be really useful when naming products, because if you can align what you do with something that your customer is already familiar with, that can evoke a certain sense of reaction and familiarity around that name. Hence why people have used boot camps, they know it's going to be intensive, and blueprints, they're expecting a complete structure to follow. That's why people have used these terms. But what I want you to do now is I want you to look at the words that you've just written down, and then I want you to ask yourself, what else is, and then insert one of those words. So in our example, in the top row, one of the words that jumped out to me was secure. So what else is secure? You might think a padlock, a vault, barbed wire, a bodyguard. I don't know. Just let your mind roam free. And at this stage, don't assume anything is too outlandish. It's much better to have lots of ideas to whittle down than not enough to play with. And in this example, we may already start putting together names for our service. Business bodyguard, IT and network support, safety lock systems, protecting all your IT and network needs, etc. Again, this is the idea stage. This is the fun stage. Don't throw anything out. Don't judge anything too harshly. Just have fun with it. Get those ideas on the page. And then finally, what I want you to do is expand your creativity even more, but using a bit of a guided focus. So I want you to look again at the words that you've written down, those descriptive words, those images that you have. But I want you to start thinking specifically, are there any parallels in other industries? Now, there are tons of different industries that you could have. There's education, there's leisure, there's entertainment, there is business, marketing, sales, there is landscaping, agriculture, etc., etc., bees, birds, whatever. It's up to you how many you want to work through, but it's no secret that a lot of business inspiration has come from looking outside of the industry. And so why not do the same when you're trying to name your products? Obviously, it has to make sense. You don't want to go too far, but you just never know what you might uncover. So in our example, I picked four. I picked entertainment and leisure, the animal kingdom, the environment and landscapes, and the military. Because the military does crop up. Like I say, fitness instructors often use boot camps, and the word blueprint, as we know, is no longer solely owned by architects and engineers. So step into another world. Think about other imagery and characters that spring to mind. In our example, what might we have for entertainment and leisure? Well, I was thinking about this 24-hour assistance, and I thought of the word concierge, because it's like your personal assistant, someone who's always there to help you out, answer your questions, whatever it is that you need. For the problem, I'm thinking sluggish, slow, and then I'm thinking quicksand. That's what I came up with when I was thinking about the environment and landscapes. What's sluggish and slow? I just had the idea of quicksand. For the animal kingdom, I thought of the words that I'd written about strength and power, and I was thinking of a lion. And then finally, for the military, I thought about stronghold. I quite like that word. When you've got a stronghold over something, something is secure, something is strengthened. Now, when you go through this process, as I mentioned, this isn't a definitive way to name products, but what it will do is give you a guided process for creating and generating a rich variety of terms that are specific, vivid, evocative, communication shortcuts, and probably familiar to your customer. And that gives you a great starting point to think about naming your product or service. In our example, we may have Stronghold Systems or Lion Tech Support, Combat Quicksand, Replacing Sluggish and Problem-Prone IT Systems, or Tech Concierge, your 24-hour business IT support. You could easily start combining those words on the page that gives you a way of creatively naming products so you're not too literal, you don't sound like everyone else, but you're also not so outlandishly out there that when you tell people what your product name is, they just look at you blankly. Now, as always, I don't want you to just take my word for it. You're about to listen to a short message from Carl Steib. Carl is the founder of the Domino Connection, a company that helps health and wellness companies create a domino experience to build trust quickly and close more sales. So they gather feedback from customers using website analytics tools, Google Analytics, heat maps, and A/B testing. And why did Carl name his business this way? Well, on his site, he explains. You know, you've probably played with dominoes as a kid and created different patterns and see how they fall together. But we all know the problem of if one domino doesn't tip just right, the whole effect stops. And Carl says that your online systems are just like that. If you're not tipping people towards a deeper connection all the time, then you're losing sales. So I said to Carl, hey, what's in a name? Why is it so important when it comes to marketing? Here's what he had to say.
Hi, I'm Carl Steib of Domino Connection, and I am so excited to answer Amy's questions today. So the first one is, why do you think the names of products are important in marketing? Man, names are a very big part of your brand. And that's what it comes down to, your brand. Do you care about your brand? If you care about your brand, then yes. And names need to be sticky and shareable. If your product is called Mr. Malapula course, no one knows what that is, or Mr. Malapula widget, then it's lost. It's fallen on deaf ears. And I'm gonna come up with another example at the end of this. The next part is, how do you think about the names for your services, business, and products? How do I make them up? How do I, you know, come to make sure that they work? It's about testing. What do I want, and what does my ideal audience want? And you test that out. You throw it out there. How do people react? And you start to come from your heart, what you think would really work well, but as well as people out there. What do they resonate with? And the last part of her questions are, any results you've seen from changing the name of something or any names that you've used really resonated with people? My business is now Dominant Connection, but it was Party Biz Connect, and it was a way to connect people online through parties, through online events, and it was hard to really expand out the business. So I named it Domino Connection, and voila, it was easier to add products, easier to add services, and now I don't even do online parties for people anymore. I mostly do website UX and conversions. So there you go, everybody. Thank you so much for having me, Amy. And I hope you have a great day.
And I'm going to link to an article Carl wrote if you want to find out a bit more about him, which I think you'll like if you're a business that sends surveys to customers, because he's got this neat analysis of how to make sure you're getting data you can actually use in your marketing. Now, would you like to get your business in the spotlight and on the show? I would love to have you if you have a content marketing or copywriting experience you'd like to share. This show is for you, remember. You should be a part of it. Final thoughts on my question to you. This show is all about names, so I want to hear from you. What are the names of your products? Why did you choose them? Do you have a particular method, checklist, charter, blueprint, or even a boot camp? Do you use imagery to evoke the emotion people will feel when using your product, or do you put the big promise front and center? Let me know in the show page comments. I'd love to see a variety of product names. Coming up on next week's show. Next week, we're talking about copywriting and content techniques you can use to build loyalty with your audience and specifically make them feel like family, make them feel like they are close to you and your brand. Now, if you're struggling to write about your product or service in a way that really sells what you do, don't forget that at harrisonamy.com, you can find one-to-one coaching to help make your sales copy sizzle. But if you're interested in becoming a master of persuasive writing, then check out how Write With Influence can help. writewithinfluence.com. I want to thank you for being a Slinky Hit Publish listener. If you found this useful today, do pop over to iTunes, leave a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes. But if you do, next time someone takes a photo and you're not prepared for it, you're 80% more likely for them to catch your good side. Phew. Don't forget, if you want to be featured in the Dear Amy column or any of the segments on the show, leave a comment on the show page or email me your question at hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week. So until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.